do, everybody? How do you do? How do you do, everybody? How are you? We are here, we must confess, just to bring you happiness. Hope we'll please you more or less. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? Billy Jones and Ernie Hare wish to say to you out there, how do you do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? How do you do, Billy Jones? How do you do?
Oh, pretty good. How do you do, Ernie Hare? How do you do?
Pretty fair. Bill, I hope you like the song.
Well, I hope it's not too long. Am I right?
No, you're wrong. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? How do you do? Do, 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 do.
Well, I'm glad you're nearly done.
Why, I've only just begun.
How do you do? Do, 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 do.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? How do you do, everybody? How are you? When the skies are kind of gray and you're feeling just that way, ain't it great to hear folks say, how do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do, 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 do. So from Maine up to Alaska, here is what we want to ask you. How do you do? Do, 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 do. How do you do, old-timers? How do you do?
Hello, old-timers.
How do you do, old-timers? How are you?
Hiya, hiya.
You remember way back when girls were girls and men were men. It's so different now from then. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Do, 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 do. Even grandma bobbed their hair, they also spoke and learned to swear. How do you do? Do, 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 do. How do you do, John Chinaman? How do you do?
Hello, John.
How do you do, John Chinaman? How are you?
Howdy, Johnny.
Run the laundry, eat coming, copy, do we everything. Glad you like to hear a sling. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Do, 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 do. How do you do, Mr. Rooster? How do you do? How do you do, Mr. Ten? How are you? Can you tell us, Mr. Ten, when will they come down again? You haven't laid since Lord knows when. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Do, 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 do. Though you think you're getting by, soon you'll be a chicken pie. How do you do? Do, 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 do. Goodbye, Edison fans. Goodbye. Goodbye, Edison fans. Goodbye. Billy and Ernie are nearly through singing this little song to you. Now we'll say goodbye to you. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? How do you do? Do, 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 do. Hope you like this little song. Now it's time to say so long. So goodbye, 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 goodbye.
You don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your trouble will be double.
Man, you're telling me I got in trouble talking. Me, of all people. Why, I was just walking along the street and met a pretty girl, and she said, let's stop in some cafe and get me a bite to eat. And I said, who are you talking to? She said, you, and I said, who? She said, you, and I said, me. She said, yes, and I said, no, lady, I don't. Well, you see, we never met. Well, I'd like to, but I'm a little short. I mean, it's a long way to pay. No, I couldn't afford. No, you see, but I took her, though.
If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your trouble will be double.
Now, when we was through eating, she just sat there talking, yap, 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 like women will. And the waiter came over to the table and handed me the biggest bill, and he said, that's for you. And I said, who are you talking to? He said, you, and I said, who? He said, you, and I said, me. He said, yes, and I said, no, you got the wrong $18.50. Not for what, a cup of coffee and a half? Well, no, we didn't even have a, no, I won't pay it. Call the manager. I paid him, no.
If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your trouble will be double.
I don't know exactly how it happened, but that gal sure hooked me for life. The next thing I knew, I was standing in front of a preacher, and he was saying, do you take this girl to be your loving wife? And I said, who are you talking to? He said, you, and I said, who? He said, you, and I said, me. He said, yes, and I said, no, don't be so, well, I hardly know. I mean, I bought her, I mean, kids to have her. Her mama wouldn't like, no, she's too young. I married her, though.
If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your trouble will be double.
When we got home that night, I was so tired, I was wishing I was dead. But she was feeling fine and said, honey, it's 2:00. It's time for us to go to bed. And I said, who are you talking to? She said, you. And I said, who? She said, you. And I said, me. She said, yes. And I said, oh, honey, all right.
If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your trouble will be double.
Hey, you don't mean me.
Baby, beware.
He's the guy who won't play fair.
With his smile so sweet and fetching.
Wanna show my latest etching.
Watch out, he's a wolf. So lady, do be careful, 'cause he might be after you. Watch out, he's a wolf. He may not say an awful lot, but baby, does he woo.
Everybody thinks I'm shy, just a simple sort of guy.
When some cutie passes by, he goes, watch out, he's a wolf. He'll say that you are simply grand, that he will do whatever you command. But when he starts to hold your little hand, just watch out, he's a wolf.
Oh, now, miss, you can't mean me. I only want to take you out to tea.
Watch out, he's a wolf.
Oh, honey, don't believe those guys.
I have to, 'cause they ought to know they're all a pack of wolves.
Thank you.
as full as sky. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a bow with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'll be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'll be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts into squeeze, you'll be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'll be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit, he's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'll be surprised. Mary continued to praise Johnny's remarkable ways to the ladies, and you know advertising pays. Now Johnny's never alone. Why, he has the busiest phone almost every other day. A new girl will say he's not so good in the crowd, but when you get him alone, say, don't be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'll be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts into squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'd be surprised. On a streetcar or on a train, you'd think he was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, you'd be surprised.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever it is for you, wherever you are, whatever it is that you're doing. Stop right there and pay attention, because I have things to tell you. Today's an antique version of the Bit Slap. We'll be featuring lots of 78s, hand-picked with you in mind. We started with the Happiness Boys. How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Very appropriate beginning, I think. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. This was their theme song. They sang it all the time, kind of like The Who doing Won't Get Fooled Again. After that, Who Me? From Tex Williams and the Western Caravan from 1948. Tex Williams was born Solly Paul Williams. They called him Jack. Then they called him Tex. He didn't know who the hell he was. He started out with the Spade Cooley Orchestra, but did not get along with Mr. Cooley, as of course nobody did. And he went out on his own, taking most of the Cooley band with him. Of course, they didn't like him either, and Spade Cooley later went on to prison for murdering his wife in what I'm to believe was a rather brutal fashion. Tex became the Western Caravan and never looked back. Following Tex was the Wolf Song with the Mitchell Ayers Fashions in Music Orchestra, featuring the vocalisms of Meredith Blake and Johnny Bond. The Fashions in Music Orchestra was kind of one of those generic type orchestras, kind of like Lombardo or Lawrence Welk. They were fronted by Mitchell Ayers, who was the violinist, and later went on to become the musical director for Perry Como on TV. He was born on Christmas Eve in Milwaukee in 1910, was killed in 1969 after getting hit by a car. And then we heard from Irving Kaufman, You'd Be Surprised. And you'd be surprised to know that Irving Kaufman was second only to Billy Murray, in total output over like 60 years. Irving worked with his brothers Jack and Philip as the Kaufman brothers and was often teamed up with all the other hot stars of the day like Billy Murray and Al Jolson, etc. And he also recorded under dozens of pseudonyms, which made him very hard to track down. So, all right, so set your Wayback Machines. We got the antiques for you today. Hope you like them. And you may learn something. Who knows? I know I always do when I do these things. So anyway, sit back, enjoy, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Story about a gal made to see this year piece in the gear of Jeep.
Do you remember, darling, the schoolhouse on the hill? And if you hadn't up burned it down, we'd both of us be there still. And when it come to book learning, you tell me straight and true just how much I meant to you. So gallop through the alphabet just like you used to do. And I will sit and listen to you.
A, you're a dopey gal. B, you're a boozing pal. C, you're a creepin', that's for sure.
Detail.
D, can't see your dizzy map. E, when your big ears flap. F, keep your flat feet on the floor. G, you're a gruesome mess. H, in that hokey dress. I, woo, I'm seeing red. J, your jawin' makes me sick. K, you must have blocked a kick. L, you're so lumpy in the head.
Let me take it, Lamb.
Go ahead.
M-P-M-O.
Shucks, you can't even spell or read or write.
I can't.
You can't.
R-Q-T-S.
Anyway, you take it, you're a dab burn fright. U, when your upper plate D starts to vibrate, your triple chin spell X, Y, Z.
Say the third of your lines.
Get the rag and the bone and a hank of hair, and you're as cold as a frigid air, and you drop that for all I care. That's just what you mean to me. For your nose that spreads all over. Oh, because you only got two teeth. W for the wig that's always crooked. And H is for your pointed head beneath. Oh, E is for your eyes so close together. R and E are easily plain to see. Put them all together, they spell nowhere. And that's how fur you get with me. How'd you get the that burned up with?
Don't know, just fortunate, I reckon.
Yeah. You're kibbered with hair like a that burned bear, so hit the road and get some air.
Looks, I love you and I don't care, even you ain't no millionaire.
And that's just what you mean.
Got some feet in the city for speed.
That's right, fast by himself, that's what he is.
Cute as a nail.
You bet he is. He does most anything and everything.
Whee! He's more than wonderful.
You said it, huh? The kid is clever, oh my, the kid is clever.
Some boy, you've got to give him credit. panic.
Well, the kid is clever. The kid is clever.
All clowning, he is a star.
Crack jokes about a fortune. Heard he sent a quarter. And married Perkins' daughter.
He stopped the car with just one finger.
The kid is clever. Oh, my, the kid is clever.
He plays the pianola grand with just one hand.
Some gosh darn smart little fella.
When it rains, he takes an umbrella.
Wonderful, marvelous. The kid is clever, that's all.
Away on a day.
He went to stay.
Oh, no, he didn't. Later on, he came back with a show.
All his folks, they were in the front row.
That's right, old Pop with joy.
Yelled, he's my boy.
I heard him yell. Next day, told all around, everybody in the town.
Whee! That boy can juggle, he can jiggle.
Oh, my, the kid is clever. The kid is clever.
There's something about him makes you giggle.
The kid is clever. Oh, my, the kid is clever.
Here's one he tells it's a bird.
Silk should be seen and not heard.
He said, you know, Jojo.
Yes.
Just ask me.
What, Joe?
Banjo. He's just like Herman the magician.
Oh, my, the kid is clever. The kid is clever.
He takes the rabbit from his head, and just like that,
he does more tricks than he used to.
Why, I heard him imitate a rooster.
Wonderful, marvelous, the kid is clever, that's all.
Get a new idea, but I've got one I'll tell right here, all about the girl who lives next door.
Now I come. Every night she's with her beau, mooning in the hall below, while her mother raves and walks the floor. So you won't believe it, it's a fact.
I'll say it is. This is just exactly how they act.
Maggie!
Yes, ma'am?
Come right upstairs. Maggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Them stairs ain't chairs.
Oh, 5 minutes more, Mom, then we'll say goodnight.
You know I've told you always it ain't safe to stand in hallways, Maggie.
Yes, ma'am.
Give him his hat. Maggie?
Yes, ma'am. Don't talk like that.
In the morning, have him phone you.
Oh, go to bed. You'll get pneumonia.
Maggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Come right upstairs.
Yes, ma'am.
Come right upstairs. Maggie?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't put on airs.
Oh, I think he's grand and he wears the swellest clothes.
His shirt is like a warning. Now I know who stole the yarn. It's Maggie.
Yes, ma'am.
The dock is loose. Maggie?
Yes, ma'am. I know he's loose.
I'll have Towser bite his trousers.
Maggie?
Yes, ma'am? Come right upstairs. Since her father made a pile, now the family lives in style in a mansion on Fifth Avenue.
Maggie now is Marguerite. In her heart, she's just as sweet. Tell me, what's an avenue or two? Now, is of the social kind.
So her mother's voice is more refined. Daughter?
Mother?
Time to retire. Daughter?
Mother?
Sleep you require.
Why, Percy is talking about the polo game.
Don't disobey your parents. Tell him you're engaged to Clarence, Margaret.
Mater?
Bid him adieu.
Oh, Mater? what, child? I'm pleased at you.
Then with all her $1 million, Ma forgets herself and hollers, Maggie!
Oh, what do you want?
Come right up there.
Take me to that land of jazz,
Let me hear the kind of blues that Memphis has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Take 'em off and lay 'em down. Learn to do the razzmatazz. Let me give you a warning. We won't get home until morning. 'Cause everybody's full of fiasco in the loving land of jazz. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Let me give you a warning. We won't get home until morning. 'Cause everybody's full of fiasco in the loving land of jazz. There is music in each breeze. Even from bones grow on trees. You hear a moaning and groaning, their tuneful harmony. Every cotton plant has sung when he meets his loving hun. It's simply pestered and requested to join the fun. Take me to that land of jazz. Let me hear the kind of blues that Memphis has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Take 'em up and lay 'em down. Learn to do the razzmatazz. Let me give you a warning. We won't get home until morning. 'Cause everybody's full of fiasco in the loving land of jazz. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Let me give you a warning. We won't get home until morning. 'Cause everybody's full of fiasco in the loving land of jazz.
Fairfax gives advice to anyone in love. That's why Johnny Gray wrote to her one day. When I call to love my girl, her folks are always there. That's why I'm blue. Now what shall I do? And Beatrice said, never despair. Just take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. There's no little brother there who always squeals. You can say an awful lot in seven reels. Take your lessons at the movies and have love scenes of your own. Though she's just a simple little ribbon flirt, close your eyes and think you're kissing Billy Bird. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Sweethearts always use two spoons in a big Morris chair. Young folks of today have a different way. Far away from cranky dad and mother's eagle eye. It's lots of fun. Here's how it's done. So come on and give it a try. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Find a cozy corner where it's nice and dark. Don't catch influenza kissing in the park. Take your tip from Douglas Fairbanks and have love scenes of your own. Going to your seat, you've got a dandy chance. You can shine your shoes on someone else's pants. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Begin, but no one she begins him, so I will tell you how. First you lift your right leg like this, then you lift your left leg like this, then you lift both your legs together like this. There must be an easier way to do this, I think.
This is up, this is up, this is up. And we're sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Woman needs $5 bad. Beauty facial must be had.
Husband can't spare the money, of course, but he put $10 on the nose of a horse. Wife can't see well enough to drive car through garage doors 12-foot wide. But on husband's suit of gray, she can spot a blonde hair from a block away.
Teachers are philosophy. I'm for sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Husband plays poker and enjoys sitting up all night with the boys. But at home with his wife he'll fight if he has to sit 10 minutes with the baby at night. Wife runs faster than any gale when she hears of a 1 cent sale. I'm saving you money to her husband, she'll blob. But to get to the sale, she takes a taxi cab.
Teachers are philosophy. Teachers are philosophy. I'm for sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Man gets married, says it's one good deal. He waited years for a home-cooked meal. When wife has nice hot dinner on plate, he comes home from the pool room 2 hours late. When single man kisses girl goodnight, he gets filled with real delight. But when husband kisses wife, to say the least, he gets his nose caught in the curler and his whole face greased.
All right, let's slow down for a second and catch up to ourselves here. You're listening to an antique edition of the Bit Slap, 78s only. If you don't like them, get off the bus now. We started with Red Engel and the Natural 7A, You're a Dopey Girl. A takeoff of A, You're Adorable. After that, Collins and Harlan, The Kid is Clever. They were Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, also known as the Half-Ton Duo due to their incredible bulk. Did a lot of vaudeville routines, comic duets, and the Coon Songs. Those were white singers in blackface doing black dialects like Billy Golden or Mac and Moran. And then we heard from Billy Murray, of course. No 78 show would be complete without an appearance by Billy Murray. This time with Aileen Stanley and Maggie. Aileen was born in 1897 as Maud Elsie Aileen Muggeridge. Aileen Muggeridge in Chicago began on stage with her brother Stanley as the team of Stanley and Aileen, and reversed the two names when her brother left the act. She recorded quite prolifically and did a lot of blues recordings for the Black Swan label, which featured mostly race artists, and she performed frequently under the pseudonym of Mamie Jones. And, of course, Billy Jones, we've already met. Billy Murray, I'm sorry. After that, Ada Jones. O'Brien is trying to learn to talk Hawaiian. Then Bert Harvey, Take Me to Land of Jazz. No info on him. Billy Murray, after that, Take Your Girlie to the Movies. And thanks to the automobile in the movies, the population mysteriously expanded because that was basically the only place to get together and do naughty things. Was either at the movies or in your car. And then the Peerless Quartet, since Mother goes to movie shows. They were also known as the Columbia Quartet before 1906. Featured Henry Burr, Albert Campbell, Steve Porter, and Frank Stanley. Stanley died in 1910 and was replaced by John Myers. Steve Porter was replaced by Arthur Collins, who we met earlier, in 1909. And they remained pretty loosely together until 1928. And then kind of a throwaway by Spike Jones, People Are Funnier Than Anybody. I'm not sure where that came from, but that was not one of Spike's bigger numbers. But I present it to you because you got to know these things. All right, we got more for you here. I would like to invite you to sit back and journey with me into the past as we explore what people palmed off as music in the old days. Back in a bit.
I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I did, but I don't anymore.
Now a lady came in and she asked for shoes. What kind, I asked at the door. Boots, she said, and boots she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I did, but I don't anymore.
Now a lady came in for some flour. What kind, I asked at the door. Goose, she said, and goose she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't want to know anymore.
Now a lady came in for a chicken. What part, I asked at the door. Neck, she said, and neck, and she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't want to know anymore.
Now a lady came in for some eggs one day. What kind, I asked at the door. Fresh, she said, and fresh I got.
And I don't work there no more.
Carpet. What kind, I asked at the door. Now a rug, she said, and a hug she got.
And I don't work there no more. I used to work in Chicago in a department store. I used to work in Chicago, I didn't put it on anymore.
Now a lady came in for some groceries. What kind, I asked at the door. Butter, she said, and what do you know?
I don't work there no more. I don't work there no more.
Judy was a working girl, as pretty as a queen. The boys all tried to make her, but for them she was too keen. She kept them at a distance when they started to get gay. She'd look them coldly in the eye and slap their hands and say, I work behind the counter down at Nick's. Now there's a guy could teach you fellows tricks. All I had was hope. I was an awful dope. Now I'm much too wise to stoop when Nicky drops the soap. He's clever as Houdini with his hands. Each waitress fair he really understands. Although he doesn't own us, he slipped us a little bonus down behind the counter at Nick's. When I'm behind the counter down at Nick's, I always hope that I'm the one he picks to help him in the morning when he makes the bill of fare. We step into his office and there's romance in the air. Now Nick's a very clever little chap. He has lots of pleasure in his lap. I'm always in my glory when I look at his inventory down behind the counter at Nick's. Thank you.
I've learned a lot since I've been down at Nick's. And I'm getting kind of tired of all you little hicks. Nicky knows his onions, and his technique is sublime. He's keen for undressed chicken, and he's always takes his time. Nick is sort of Grecian in his style. His concoctions are really worth a try. Now all the girls are itching to get up in his kitchen, down behind the counter at Nick for just an hour, down behind the counter at Nick.
Well, we've just had our first Choctaw at Pumpkin Center. A fella come along last winter to get subscribers for it. Jim Lawson said he had one at his house most every night. But that fella told Jim it want that kind of a Choctaw. We all signed our names, and last week we had it, and gosh, I ain't got through laughing yet. We didn't clap our hands at the entertainment. We all waved handkerchiefs. Rube Hendricks said they did that so they wouldn't wake anybody up. The first speaker's subject was how the Plato Helminthes aid in proving the theory of evolution. He said there was a vast family of Helminthes. There was the Nemartines, the Cestodes, the Spirillotrichinosis, the Annelids, Rhabdocels, the Trematodes, and others. He talked about them minty things for an hour and a half, and it was only day before yesterday we found out he was talking about worms. Jim Lawson said it was perfectly clear to him all the time, and that his garden had all them things in it, that the first rainy day he was going to dig up a lot of them Helminthes and go a-fishing. The next day the platform feller said he had the pleasure of introducing the silver-tongued orator from Lickskillet, the Honorable Henry Weaver, who had a message for us. Hank stood up and said, fellow citizens of Pumpkin Center, most of you have heard me speak before. For 2 years I was your justice of the peace. I am no high-polluting city feller. I was raised right here in Pumpkin Center. I might say I growed up here between two rows of corn. Lige Willett said, guys, they've got a pumpkin speaking to us. Well, everybody got to laughing so it busted up the doing. The next day that platform fella said, this afternoon we will be entertained by a group of nature's children, Hottentots from Zululand. They will first appear in their native costumes and pastimes. Well, them Hottentot children hopped out on the platform, and I must say their clothes didn't bother them any. Gosh, they didn't have on clothes enough to dust a fiddle. Nancy said, Joshua, if I didn't know it was Choctaw with doings, I'd go right straight home. Well, they cut a lot of Hottentot capers. They throwed knives and spears at each other. Dogs got to barking, babies got to crying, and I didn't know where it was all going to end till that platform fella come out and headed them off. I guess if he hadn't, they'd have been hot and totting yet. Then they put on clothes just like regular human beings, and gosh, how them hot and tot children could sing and dance. Gee whiz, they just picked them up and laid them down. That was worth a dollar of anybody's money. Ezra Hoskins said he believed he'd seen one of them Hottentot children on a sleeping car when the fast train broke down at Pumpkin Center. Well, the last day we had just started the doings when the local freight pulled in, and that old engine puffed and snorted and blowed off steam. They rung the bell and blowed the whistle, and you couldn't hear the Chautauqua doings, and the brakemen yelled at each other, and we paid 50 cents to hear something we'd been hearing all our lives for nothing. And that ended the Chautauqua at Pumpkin Center. But we won't sign our names to have another one.
I had a pretty baby who confessed she loved me, and she's from respectable family. And she said that she had a soldier who is treating her much better. She don't want no native fella. So she told me plainly she loved Yankee money. And she said, Lord, indeed, not because you sang rum and Coca-Cola. Don't bother if you know you ain't got a Yankee dollar. I started to chat the lady. I pleaded so impressively. I showed her a lot of English money. But this is what she made me to understand. She said she don't want no Trinidadian. You must be an American or either a Puerto Rican. So she told me plainly she loved Yankee money. And she said, Lord, indeed, not because you sang rum and Coca-Cola. Don't bother if you know you ain't got the Yankee dollar. It got some girls in Port of Spain. Some of them ain't got no shame. Yes, I know a lot, but I won't call name. And if you see them around the corner, so approach them, don't you bother. Don't you know they're blocking some Yankee soldier? They will tell you plainly, they love Yankee money. And she said, Lord, indeed, not because you sang rum and Coca-Cola. Don't bother if you know you ain't got the Yankee dollar. But now the war is over, Trinidad is getting harder. Some of the young girls bawling for murder. You can hear them how they gossiping. No more Yankee dollars they spending. And things, but now they hustling for their usual shilling. They will tell you plainly they love Yankee money. And she said, Lord, indeed, not because you sang rum and Coca-Cola. Don't bother if you know you ain't got the Yankee dollars. Sing it up, boy.
Hey there, me hearties.
There's a man that every little kid adores. They like him even better than old Santa Claus. He's the greatest man his country ever knew. Gee, you ought to know who I'm referring to.
Popeye the Sailor Man, Popeye the Sailor Man.
Everybody knows his goil. He's the well-known olive oil.
Popeye the Sailor Man fights like no one can.
Who can talk like dynamite? Who can love like he can fight?
Popeye, Popeye, what a sailor man.
Kisses olive cheeks,
she stays black and blue for a week.
Popeye the Sailor Man, oh boy, what a man.
Doesn't smile and doesn't frown.
All he says is blow me down.
Popeye, Popeye, what a sailor man.
Thank you.
Hot dog, hot dog. Here come the hot dog man.
They come in.
What is it, lady?
But I see you got a hot dog stand.
You know something, Sue? I'm known now as the hot dog man. Yes, the hot
hey,
dog.
Hey, listen. Well, I want a dog without bread, you see.
Wow, wow, what's the matter?
Because I carry my bread with me.
Now, Sue, you peculiar, and that's the natural fact.
Yes, and if I like your dogs, why, I'll come back.
I know you will.
How much is it? I'm here to pay. Satisfy me. Listen while I say.
What have you got to say?
I want a hot dog for my road.
Well, here it is, here it is.
I want it hot, I don't want it cold.
My dog's never cold.
Give me a big one, that's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your road.
Now is it young, I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
I sure will be disgusted at this dog game full of mustard. Don't want no excuse, it must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my road.
Come and let me straighten you out. Now here's a dog that's long and lean.
Uh-oh. That ain't the kind of dog I mean.
Now, here's a dog, Sue, that's short and fat.
But assure me something different from that. Now, here's my roll.
Where's your roll?
Now, where's your dog?
Uh-oh, sister, that roll you got will hold a half a hog. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, butter. Can you fit it?
Why, sure I can.
Why, boy?
Why, Sue, I'm known now as the champion hot dog man. Now, here's a hot dog for your road.
It must be hot. I don't want it cold.
My dog never cold.
Give me a big one. That's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread.
Now here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now is it young? I don't want it old.
You know my dog's never old.
I sure will be disgusted if this dog game full of mustard. Don't want no excuse. It must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my road.
Hot dog man is gone. I'm gone, hot dog.
Thank you. lion roaring. When they doze and dream the same as us, and you hear the panther whisper stories to the lazy hippopotamus. Drowsily the polar bear is grumbling. Hear the parrots talking in their sleep, while the monkeys off their perches tumbling, one by one lie huddled in a heap.
Chicken with a dumpling, my dog, this very dog. Folks used to come for miles around just for to hear him say he's Alabama bound. My dog, this little dog, he's the finest dog I'd ever born in Tennessee. Toby, now where's that dog gone? Toby, come on back here. You hear me? Listen, Toby, I have some bad news for you. Yes, Toby, and I sure hate to tell you about it. Toby, does you love me? How much did you love me? All that? I understand you, Toby. You said yes. You know you've been a good dog. You can talk and all like that. But the time has came, Toby, when we must part. I'm going to sell you. Don't cry, Toby. You is a smart dog. Count four. That's correct. How much is three and two? Now, if I should give you two pork chop bones and then take two away from you, how many would be left? Come on now. Speak up. I can't fool you, can I? No, of course not. Now I want you to sing. No, no, Toby. Not the blues. Sing something lively. You is some jail hound. Look out for that cat. Toby, come on back here. You see that? I done told you. Someday them Thomas cats will make a monkey out of you. Now, I can't sell you. I got to nurse you. Besides, I wouldn't sell you anyway. No, sir, not for $1 million. My dog, he is my dog. Folks say you got a pet of greed. You surely didn't get it hanging around with me. My dog, you is my dog. And you the finest dog of that bone in Tennessee.
Okay. Very relaxing. It's weird to think that before jazz, most music sounded like this. Okay, started that set with Tinier Tanner and the Backroom Boys. I used to work in Chicago. The Backroom Boys, just another version of the Skillet Lickers, Gid Tanner's band. I didn't find any info on Gid Tanner. Makes me doubt he even existed. Perhaps it was all a dream. After that, Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, Down Behind the Counter at Nick's. Edwards was born in Hannibal, Missouri in 1895 and made a name for himself, jazzing up versions of pop standards of the day, which were very in need of jazzing. Did a lot of novelty numbers as well, and pretty much single-handedly started the great ukulele craze of the 20s, which, along with the Raccoon Coats, were blamed for the Great Depression. And of course, he's best known as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio, and he was also one of the Black Crows in Dumbo. After that, Laughing Cal Stewart, the Chautauqua at Punkin Center. A Chautauqua was kind of an adult education movement in the U.S. South, popular in the late 19th century through the early 20s here. Brought entertainment and culture to whole communities of kind of isolated southern towns. Featured teachers, musicians, preachers, entertainers, etc., etc. Following that, Lord Invader, the Yankee Dollar. Lord Invader was Rupert Westmore Grant from Trinidad. And this was a follow-up to his song, Rum and Coca-Cola, which was written along with fellow Calypsonian Lionel Blasco and later stolen by Maury Amsterdam from Dick Van Dyke Show, right? And it was, of course, a big hit for the Andrews Sisters. It took an attorney with the power of Louis Neiser to get the royalties and credits restored to the Invader. After that, Popeye the Sailor was Al Dollar and the 10 Cent Band featuring Billy Murray. No info on them. Butterbeans and Susie, I Want a Hot Dog for My Roll. Pretty salacious stuff from the husband-wife team of Butterbeans and Susie. It was Jody Edwards and Susie Hawthorne. Butterbeans always played the fool to Susie's magnificent elegance. And a lot of their material was much too racy to be released by Oki Records. But they were very influential on a lot of the Black performers of the day, especially Moms Mabley. Remember her? And they were happily married until they died in the 60s. Following that, Ada Jones, Bedtime at the Zoo, and then Al Bernard, My Dog. Al Bernard performed in blackface throughout the 20s, one of the first white performers to do blues songs. He was also known as the singing comedian and did many duets with a lot of the contemporary stars of the day, Ernie Hare, Jimmy Durante, Vern Darrelhart. and Vern Dalhart inspired him to record Hesitation Blues with the Goofus Five, one of the earliest Western swing songs. So that does it for me this week, except for your mystery tune. This one's a doozy, and you can read about the artist on my playlist page attached to the BitSlap page. In the meantime, have a nice week, and I'll see you then. That's next week, of course.
The Norwegian girl visits the photographer.
Oh, how do you do? Is the photographer in?
Oh, are you the photographer? I just bet you can't guess what I want. I want to have my picture taken. Oh, and I want something just lovely. Because, you know, I wanted to send it to my fella. He's over in Christiania. And think I haven't seen him for 3 years. Thank you, hi, cassette number 4. And I want to know that, I want you to know, you know, that I've been thinking about him every minute. And I want a picture that looks awfully sad. But you know, it's the hardest thing for me and the bird to look sad. And I just broke off my tooth, you know. So I really shouldn't laugh. Say, will you be real careful now and make the prettiest picture of me that you can? And I want something. And say, I want to look real sad on it and have my ring show, will you? Because I got that ring from him 3 years ago. And I want you to know that I've been wearing it all the time. Say, photographer, this side of my face, do you think it's the prettiest? I want the picture of the prettiest side. And I don't want you to think I look fat, so you must take a picture of me that looks real thin, will you? Oh, you look so perfectly stupid. Really, now I'm going to think of something real sad. Oh, I just sick from laughing. But really, now I'm going to try. Oh, now I'm trying. Take it now. Oh, I'm so glad that's over. Hurry, the proof's on you.